This is A New Leaf, a Smallville fanfic written by Livia Penn, read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Clark Lex. Also, the story takes place post-series. He opened his eyes. His whole body felt numb, fuzzy, and the oddest parts were reporting in with sensory input. His tongue was a wet weight in his mouth. His eyeballs felt slick as his eyelids passed over them in a slow blink. "Don't try to move," Dr. Kelly said. The very thought made him, well, less laugh than choke on his own tongue, but Dr. Kelly looked encouraged anyway. She held up the mirror in front of his face, and he stared. Young face, flushed wet skin, wet hair plastered back against his skull. It worked. It had worked! A wave of triumph rolled his eyes back, rolled his brain over into unconsciousness again. The next few days strobed in and out. Lex's new body was tested, probed, exposed to simulated sunlight, his muscles stimulated with electrodes. Brief waves of consciousness turned into longer periods of wakefulness, until finally the ocean of numbness spat him out and retreated. He coughed and swung his legs over the side of the hospital bed. Dr. Kelly hovering at his side. He grinned at her, running a hand back through his wavy red hair. She actually blushed, and Lex raised an eyebrow, crossing to the mirror above the sink. The counter seemed low, and then Lex realized that his perspective was off. He was taller. Wonderful. "You've done excellent work, Gretchen," he said. Lex sat in the airport lounge, sipping an Australian beer and grinning to himself. "Face it, Lex, you're a science fiction cliché. The brain that wouldn't die." He saw Dominic walking toward him through the crowd, flanked by a couple of lawyers. He glanced out the window again, let Dominic introduce himself, and acted appropriately awed. Papers had to be signed, interviews given. Lex grinned his way through it all. It was amazingly easy to slip into his new life, his new identity. Lex Luthard's bastard kid, raised in secrecy for his own protection. Brought into the public limelight when he'd been named sole inheritor of his father's will. It was 2027. He was free, white, 21, and richer than God. This time around, he'd get it right. The hair clogs in the drain were a new experience. That was what household help was for, after all. He tied his hair back in the ponytail, tossed on a pair of jeans, a shark's jacket, and some sunglasses, and went for a stroll in the park. Beautiful day, no more pain, nothing to do but whatever he wanted, and he had all the time in the world to decide what that was. He needed a hobby, or a pet. Maybe he'd get a dog, something big and pretty and stupid. "Alexander Luther," came a voice behind him, and Lex turned and looked into Clark Kent's eyes. Clark was wearing silver reading glasses and a fuzzy-looking jacket with leather patches on the elbows. He had lines on his face and a few gray hairs, an age as false as Lex's youth. "Yes?" he said curiously. Clark flushed and stuck out a hand. "Clark Kent. I knew your father." "A lot of people knew my father," Lex said diffidently. Something hardened in Clark's eyes, or maybe just slipped away to reveal the hardness that was always there underneath. "They really didn't." Lex couldn't help but smile. "What'd you say your name was?" Something about that smile broke Clark, in a way that Lex's coolness hadn't. He stepped back a little, lips parted, glancing up at the sun through his glasses. "Clark Kent, I met Lex when he was your age," Clark said, studying him. "You look a lot alike." "So people say." Superman stopped by that night. "You know, Lex," he said, "human cloning is still illegal." Lex finished toweling his hair dry, then tossed the towel at Superman. He still looked as young as ever, and Lex took a moment to wonder which one was really the mask. Maybe they both were. It was an oddly sad thought. He smiled. Lex was my father, Superman. I go by Alex. And I'm not sure I understand your point. If Gretchen Kelly ever turns on you, Lex, you'll spend the rest of this life in a jail cell. Was it worth the risk? You really want to play this game, Clark? Superman crossed his arms over his chest. You think you can threaten me into keeping quiet? Lex let his bathrobe slip back off his shoulders. He stood in front of Clark, nude, fresh scrubbed, skin still glowing. Do I have to? Clark looked away, eyes wide, mouth struggling to hide his amusement. Are you going to answer all of my questions with questions? That depends, Lex said, coming closer, on what your next question is. He smiled, face against Clark's neck. Clark stroked his shoulder, then dug a thumb into the muscle of Lex's bicep, making his arm twitch. Ow, Lex said lazily, rubbing his toe up and down Clark's ankle. What? I'm sorry, Clark said, very seriously. Lex sighed. He'd expected this. Eventually. For what, the cancer? Wasn't your fault. If you'd known... If I'd known what? I knew the damn rocks were dangerous. It's not your fault I couldn't resist opening Pandora's box. I should thank you, actually, Lex said. My initial exposure in 1989 is probably all that allowed me to survive the shock of Gretchen's procedure. Clark shifted. Lex could tell from the startled flex that he actually hadn't considered that. Anyway, he continued, I plan to start fresh this time around, straight and narrow for Alexander Julian Luther. No more worlds to conquer? Clark asked softly, nose buried in his hair. Lex stretched, enjoying the morning sunlight spilling through the window at the end of the room. I'm not crying. This time around, Clark said, you're also eating more organic fruits and vegetables. Lex rolled over and looked at him, startled by the utterly settled tone of domesticity in Clark's voice. You know anyone who delivers? Clark grinned, abashed, but not backing down. I might. The end.